Okay, let's start from the Mishnah and Daf Mem Hey Amud Aleph. Botzek shebesidkei areva. You have dough that you stuck it to the trough, the bowl that you're using. Right? They had a hole. There's holes in it, cracks, and you fill it in with botzek, with dough. Im yesh kezayis makam echad. If there's a kezayis of dough in one place, chayv levoyer. You have to get rid of it and you have to burn it. You can't have it around on Pesach. And if not, if it's not a kezayis b'mokim echad, then botol b'mi'utoi, even if you have kezayis spread out through the pot, through the bowl, that's fine. It's as long as it's not kezayis echad, it's not metzarif, and it's botol b'mi'utoi, it becomes botol through its miut in the area that it's found. V'chein l'inyin ha'tumo, the same is true with regard to tumo, that if Caleb became tummy, and any Kaylee came to me, and you're gonna put it into the mikvah to be table it. So im, right, and there's cracks, and you filled in with dough, im makbid alov.
Are these natural cracks or?
Yeah, I think so. Like a crack. And so you fill it in so that things shouldn't fall through.
Okay.
So im makbid alov. If you're makbid on it, choytzeit. Meaning, if Rashi explains on Amud Beis. No Rashi over here on Amud Aleph. Rashi on Amud Beis explains in makbid alov, you're makbid that you're going to take it away. At some point, you're not going to want this here. Maybe you'll get it really fixed properly, whatever it is. You're not going to want this dough here permanently. Then that's considered hakvod on it, and it's choytzeit. It prevents the process. Beim roitz to the kiyumai, but if you're going to always leave it here, this is a perfect crack filler. Then we say the same thing. Harehu kareva, it's bottle to the trough, to the bowl, and therefore it's not a problem. It is the tefillah goes through and it becomes tor. So Rashi and Mishnah really doesn't explain anything. On my Gemara on the side, they point out that Rashi's on the Amud Beis. We'll get to this. Let's just say there's two small Rashis on Amud Beis, on the second to bottom line, on Mem Hei Amud Beis. Im makbid alav, only on the second part of the Mishnah. If by the case of Tvilo, if you're makbid on it, she'osid litlo, Rashi explains that you're in the future going to take it away, choytzeis. It serves as a barrier. Ve'ein Tvilo oiloi. And therefore the Tvilo doesn't work. Bikiyumoi, and if you want it to stay there, she's kaim b'stokov listoim. You want it to remain as a crack filler to fill it up. Then we say that it's bottle to the areva, and it works. You could be matayer. Okay, now this Gemara, we have a machloikis amiroim, which we're going to have support for them each one in braises. Omar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said the name of his Rebbe Shmuel. Loi shanu el b'makim she'ein asurin l'chazik. Our Mishnah that says in the ratio that if you have yesh kezayis b'makim echad, then you are chayiv levoyer. You know when that's true? Only when it's b'makim she'ein asurin l'chazik. What does that mean? Only if it's in a place of the bowl that is not normally used to hold the contents of the bowl. For example, the walls. The walls are not holding up the liquids in the bottom of the bowl. So if it's in an area, if the cracks and the dough is not really serving such a purpose, not serving as great of a purpose, if it would serve on the bottom of the bowl, then it would really be holding up the liquids. By the fact that it's on the walls, if it's not so full, it doesn't do anything. The fact that it's, so it's possible for you to remove the dough, it's not serving as much of a purpose. So therefore he says that's when the Mishnah was makbid to say that if it's a kezayis here, then it's a kezayis and there's a kezayis on the walls, it's not serving as great a purpose, then chayv levoyer. Although if the mokim shasui in the chazik ain chayv levoyer. Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel is telling you a chiddush, he's telling you a kula on the Mishnah. He's telling you that if it's on the bottom of the pot, this crack, and you filled it in, then because it's makam sha'asui in the chazik, it's made to hold in the contents, so then you're not going to take away the dough so fast. So then, therefore, it's bottled to the bowl, and that's why einoi chayv levoyer. He qualifies the Mishnah to say it was only chayv levoyer when it was not serving as great of a purpose. Now, the Gemara will now deduce from this statement an interesting thing. Mechlal, therefore, I could say, the Gemara takes it one step further. It says that the whole chiluk, according to Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, this version of Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, is to say The whole chiluk is whether or not it's in a place of the pot that holds the bowl, that holds the liquids in. And therefore, when the Seifa comes along and says that if it's Pachas Mikazayis, you don't have to, that was like almost like a secondary point. So therefore he wants to say that if it's Pachas Mikazayis, even if it's on the wall of the pot, I'm not going to go ahead and be machmir and say, oh, but it's not serving such a great purpose, so I might take it down. No, all cases of Pachas Mikazayis, Einoi Chayiv Levoyer. So in other words, I have to have two conditions in order to be Mechayiv Levoyer. Number one, it has to be in an area of the bowl which is it's likely to be removed because it's not holding the contents in. And number two, it has to have a kazayis. If any of those two conditions are missing, Einoi Chayiv Levoyer. Okay? That is the ratio. That's the first version. That's the Lishna Kama. First version of Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel. We're going to have us now a second version, which is even more Mako. But before we do that, let's see Rashi. Rashi in the Gemara. Hochi Garasin on third white line. We only said this Mishnah that Chayiv Levoyer, the ratio of the Mishnah Chayiv Levoyer, where the cracks and the dough that's filling it in is in the area of the bowl that's not holding the contents in so well. But in case where it's holding it in, and therefore you won't remove it so fast, you're not chayiv to remove it for Pesach. You can use this on Pesach. So we could deduce from this that the safer of the Mishnah says anytime it's pachas mekazayis, it doesn't matter where it is on the bowl, anywhere where it is on the bowl, because it's pachas mekazayis, it is ainu chayiv levoyer. Upirush. Rashi explains. Loishanu the chazayis. This din that we taught about kezayis, that if it has a kezayis, that you're chayim levoyer, that's only true elash enas dokin b'shulei areva. Only if the stokin are not on the bottom of the bowl. Mokoim hatzokas mayim, the area of the bottom of the bowl where there is pouring of water. Because if you would fill in the cracks that would be dripping otherwise, you're not going, right? Then this botzek, this dough, is helping you hold in the contents of the bowl, the water. Elo, right? Rather, what are we saying? The Mishnah, what did Rabbi Mishnah say? Our Mishnah is discussing the areas that ain't on Rui in the Chazik, ain't on Asui in the Chazik, which he explained. Elo, but the Fana is saying. Rather, what we're talking about, when we say Chayiv Levoyer, when it has a Kazayis, only when it's on the walls. Mokam She'ain't also the Chazik, the area that's not as well holding in the contents. If it is in an area on the bottom, like we said earlier, this botzik, this dough, which is chametz, is botol legabo. You're not going to remove it. It now becomes, it serves a different purpose. And it's like wood. It's just like wood. The mistama batlinu haigavr la'osam, because mistam, the person's not going to remove it, so therefore he's mevatlit, to remain there. Ba'afilu kezayis, and even if it would have a kezayis, it's kezayis and chometz, on Pesach. No, einoi chayiv levoyer. He does not have to remove it, because now it changes its purpose. It's no longer a food, it's now a crack filler. It's now part of the bowl. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah according to the first version of Yehuda Mashmuel. And the second step is Mechlal de Pochas Mekazayis Chulu Talmud Daik. The Gemara is being Medaik Mimilsa de Shmuel, in the words of Shmuel, De Ukma de Masnitzim and Mokim She'enos de Chazek, that said our Mishnah is only talking about where the cracks were on the side of the walls. Vikatoni Masnitzim, our Mishnah is telling you, but Pochas Mekain, if it's less than this, less than Kazayis, Botol B'miutoi. It's now bottle in its insignificance. It's bottle by its being a mute, a less than a kazayis. Shmami no. What do we learn from this? From the seif of the Mishnah. The epochas mikazayis like choshev. That less than a kazayis is not choshev at all. Even if it's on the walls. And we said before that the walls, you know, a person might remove, and therefore maybe it's not bottle to the pot, bottle to the bowl. But still, because less than a kazayis, it's loy choshev. And Rashi adds, Va'afagav de'ikobo. Palgi Zesi Tuva, even though in this bowl you might find cracks and botzik, that's worth half a kazayis. It has half a kazayis in each ball of dough that's being used, and there's many of them. So you might think, hey, there's a crack over here, there's a crack over there. Each one has a chatzi zayis, so let me mistarif it and say there's a kazayis. So Rashi, no. Hoyo v'la b'mokem echoninu loy chashivi. Since they're not in one place, That's what it means, bottle be muta in the sefer.
How come I didn't make this argument by head from the start?
So this is not a food. So it's a little different, no?
Why is it not a, if it's not a food, then why do I have to be mevarech?
Oh, I'm worried that if it's in a place where I might take it and eat it, right? You want to say if it's less than a kazayis and it's on the wall, so then why am I not worried that I'm going to come to eat it?
Or stam, why is it any worse than a stam case of hetam estaros?
But hetam estaros, the iser, you're eating it, right? Heter b'starf is according to Rashi.
Both parts
are food. And the heter food is being mitzdarif to make the iser food a full kazayis. Here Rashi's saying it's not mitzdarif. They're in different parts, of the bowl, and therefore it's not mitzdarif because each one on its own cannot work. So you want to say what? Because they're part of the bowl, so the bowl is mitzdarif to make it, or what do you want to say? You want to say the isurim themselves will be mitzdarif, like we said, iser achar iser. Again, that's only by foods, only by where I'm eating them one after the other. Here, it's a one step removed from that.
It's
one step removed. I'm not eating it yet. I'm worried that I might come to eat it. So at that point already, we don't say that you're going to come to eat two of them. That we're not worried about. Okay.
Presumably, he's working with a dough in this trough, no?
Oh, that's part of the concern here, is that I'm working, so maybe the dough will mix in, yeah. But good point. You're right. In other words, he's saying that I'm using this bowl for dough, for heter dough, and it has crack filler dough. So l'chayra, maybe the heter dough is being mitzdarif to the iser dough, and we don't say that.
What do you mean crack filler dough?
I have crack filler dough that I'm using to fill in the cracks.
Right.
But I'm also using that I did already yesterday. Now I'm using the bowl to mix, to knead dough, regular dough.
Right.
So you want to say, heter mitzdarif to the iser, that the heter dough that's in the bowl being used right now should be mitzdarif to the iser dough that was used as a crack filler.
It's not there, it's just there temporarily to mix, and then it's going to be taken out.
The crack filler?
No, what you're mixing.
Right, but
stay there.
Right, but while it's in there, it's touching the dough something,
that's
no?
That's temporary. Temporary
heads of a staff listener.
Yeah. It's kind of staying there indefinitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have to mind. It's a good cash. Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah. Okay, Zok the Gemara Vayitza. Now we're up to the second version. So let's remind this how the first version. The first version says that if you have both conditions, a kezayis, and it's on the walls, then we say chayim levoyer. But if you have either one of those things is missing, it's not a kezayis, or it's on the bottom, we say you're not mechuyev levoyer. That's the first version. The second version is ikud emasni lo. I'm sorry, I said before that the second version is more mekel. Second version is more machmir. Ikud emasni lo aseifo. Some people learn Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, not on the ratio that says that in Yesh book, in Yesh Kazayis, Machem Echad Chayv Levoyer. Rather, they learn it on a Seifo that Imloi, Imlav, Batal Miutoi. How do we see it? Mora says, Vimlav, Batal Miutoi, Omar Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Loi Shonu, this Kulo, that we said, that it's Pachas Mikazayis, it's no problem, that's only Elba Machem Ha'osil Chazay. That's only when it's on the bottom of the pot, on the bottom of the bowl, and you're not going to use it. You're not going to touch it. Then we say, if it's pochus mikazayis, that it's in a chayv levoyer. Obamokum she'ein osir chazik, but if it's on the walls, chayv levoyer, even though it doesn't have a kazayis, because it's on the wall, and I might remove it, so therefore it is choshev. And this version says that you have to be removed. You have to remove it. Mechlal, now the Gemara takes it one step further. The kezayis afilu b'mokoyim he'osel echazei chayiv levoyer. The exact opposite. Now, even if it's on the bottom, and I'm not going to remove it, but this was only said about pachos mikezayis, that I'm not mechuyiv to remove it. But if it was a kezayis, then I'm mechuyiv to remove it. So now this second version is saying that in order to be potter from removing it, right, that I'm not mechuyev to remove it, I have to have both things. That it's pachos mikezayis, and that it's on the bottom of the bowl, and I won't move it. But if it is a kezayis, or if it's less than a kezayis, but it's on the walls, and I might come to remove it, this second version says chayev levor. So it's mamish, it's exactly the opposite, and this one is clearly much more chamor than the first one. Let's see Rashi. Pochi Garcino and Iko de Masnilo are safe for Pochi Mikan Bottle Bemutoi. That some say it's going on safe for the Mishnah, that if it's less than Kezayis, then we said it's Bottle. I'm reviewing the Marshmallow, I shall have the Makam Hell, so the Chazik is only true when it's on the bottom of the bowl and I won't remove it. Or Makam Shaino, so the Chazik Chayel Vor, if it's on the walls and I might come to remove it, it's not holding in the content so well, then that's why Chayel Vor, I have to remove it. The Chlal, the Kezayis, I feel Makam Hell, so the Chazik Chayel Vor. That tells you that even if it would be on the bottom, but if it has a shear of kezayis, then I still have to remove it. It's on the bottom of the bowl. If not for this botzek that's on the bottom of the bowl, the juices are going to come straight through. Whatever I have in here is going to come right through the cracks. Still, even so, afilu ochi, even the choshev, since it has a shear that's choshev, which is a kezayis, loy botel, you cannot be mevatlet. Rashi tells you, the obvious, that the second version here is much more machmir than the first version in all ways. It really is the exact opposite svar.
If you have multiple small ones, it doesn't address.
Rashi doesn't say over here small ones, but the chayrik make a kalachemer. The first one we said that's
well, right. First one we said
it's not a problem.
Right.
So okay, 1 second. So you want to see the second one? The second one we said that if it's pachas mikazayis, it's only okay if it's on the bottom. So you want to say if it's on the bottom and it's pachas mikazayis and it's more than one,
doesn't address this.
Doesn't address it because here he's machshiv pachas mikazayis on the walls. I would think, I don't know, but I would think that if it's on the bottom, even if it's a bunch of them, that you would not say chayv levor, because the only time that he's machshiv the pachas mikazayis is when it's on the walls, you might come to remove it. If it's on the bottom, why should he say, like we said, pachas mikazayis, the chayv means even if it's more than one. Not chashiv on its own. What would be the svar in this version to then say you're mitzaref it? Because I make chashiv by a pachas mikazayis over there on the walls? Yeah, but that's on the walls. That's because I may come to remove it. Okay. Zokti Mora Baiter. Now the Gemara is going to bring exact rises that say, mamash word for word, what these Amiroim said. So it works out to be that they each have Tanaic support. So Zokti Gemara like this. Tanyo Kilishna Kamyo. Tanya Kilishna Kamo. Tanya Kilishna Basyo. We have a brisa to support the Lishna Kamo and a brisa to support the Lishna Basyo. Tanya Kilishna Kamo. This is about five lines up. Tanya Kilishna Kamo. Botzeik Shabasit Ke Arevo. The dough that's on the in the cracks of the bowl. If it's in the area where it's also the chazik, where it's going to hold it in, it's on the bottom, then it's not a chatitza because you're mevatalit. It becomes part of the arevo. And the over, you wouldn't be over for having this around on Pesach because again, it's bottle. But if it's on the walls, which is not holding it in, then it's chatitza because you're not mevatlet, and you're over on Pesach because you're not mevatlet. When is it said? Because zayis. It's only true if you have a chosh of a shir because zayis. The Braitza states very clearly that if you have less than a kezayis, then even though it's in a part of the bowl that I might come to remove it, still, it's not choshev enough, and therefore it's not going to serve as a chatito, and you wouldn't be over for having it around on Pesach. That's mamish word for word what the first version said in Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Tanya Lishna Basro, and we also have support in the Lishna Basro. Botzek shebesit ke arevo, if you have botzek, the dough, that's in the cracks of the Reva, but Mokim also the Chazik, if it's in an area where you're holding it in, then Eino Choytzitz Veini Oiver. The Mokim, Shein also the Chazik, Choytzitz Ve Oiver. But if it's an area, right, this version is saying that if it's going to be in an area where it's not going to be holding it in, you might come to remove it, then it serves as a chatito and you're over. But remember the Vamamurim, the Pachas Mikzayis, this is only said about Pachas Mikzayis, this kula, that if it's on the walls, it doesn't serve as a chatito and you're not over for Pesach. However, because Zayis on the third line, because Zayis on Memeim Beis, Afilu B'mokim Ha'osu the Chazik, Choytzeitz Ve'oiver. This Braisa says that if it has a Shir Kazayis, it's a Choshev, even if it's holding it in, and Tlacher you would say it's bottle, no. Because it has a Shir that's a Choshev, we say that it's a Chatito, it blocks, it's a barrier, it blocks out the Tyro, and you'll be over for having this around on Pesach again, even though it's on the bottom of the bottom of the bowl. But because of Shir Kazayis, so then it's also, this is again, the more Machmer Shita, the more Machmer version, and this is the second Braisa that supports that version. Atzirashi. Any choytzeitz, any choytzeitz im nitmes. If this bowl would become tame ubalat tefillah, and you're coming to make it, you're coming to do a tefillah, you're coming to make a tar. The bottle the gabei areva. We said that if this is going actually still in the first version, this is saying that if it's the mokoim ha'osa lechazik, if it's holding it on the bottom. Oh.
Going on the second verse?
It could be going on both versions.
Oh, okay.
But we'll see in a second. I think it's going on. Yeah, you'll see in a second that next Rashi, two Rashi's over, it's clearly going back to the first verse. The bottle of the Areva, we said that any time that's not a chatzitza means that it's bottled to the Areva. It becomes part of the bowl itself. And even though it has chametz in it, because it's no longer a food, it's a bowl, not a prop. Bein over the Indian chametz for Pesach. You're not over with regard to Pesach. You're just explaining what it means over. When did we say this? That if it's on the walls of the bowl, that you're over because zayis, that's only with the kizayis. The first version that established the Mishnah to be talking about that it's enos lechazik, that the botzek is found on the walls. That right, that's kizayis of botzek found on the walls. Katoni bonami hochi the kizayis over. That if there's a share of kizayis, right? This is what the Gemara added that the Bryce is clearly supporting. That if there's a share of kizayis, you're over. But if there's less than a share of kizayis, even though it's on the walls, it becomes bottle. Aval e also the chazik afilu kizayis bottle. The chiddush is that even if it's aval e also the chazik, if it's made to hold the crack filler was put on the bottom of the bowl. Afilu kizayis, even if it's a sheer chashav of a kizayis, we said it's bottle because the guy's not going to remove it. So again, just to chazer outside what we had. We have two versions of Yehuda Mar Shmuel. We had our Mishnah said that our Mishnah said that if you have the batik, the dough that becomes serves as a crack filler for the bowl. So if we said if it's a kizayis, it's chayv levar. If it's not kizayis, you're not chayv levar. Yehuda Mar Shmuel has two versions. The first version is more makel and says that this that said chayv levar is only when it's on the walls and you might come to remove it because it's not holding in the contents on the bottom. So then we said if it's a sheer chashav of a kizayis, chayv levar. But if it's not, doesn't have a sheer chashav of a kizayis, even if it's on the walls, we said it's not a problem in a chayv levar. That's the first version. So the first version again, you have to have both conditions, sheer chashav of kizayis, and that you might come to remove it because it's on the walls, not because on the bottom. The second version was the exact opposite. It was chomer in both cases. It said that if it was really going on the safer that qualified that said if it doesn't have a sheikh zayis, then ain't a chayv levoyer. That's only true if it's found on the bottom of the bowl. On the bottom of the bowl, it's mevatel if it doesn't have a sheikh zayis. But if it's found on the walls, even if it doesn't have a sheikh zayis, it's not chashiv, still, it's on the walls. You have to worry. And if. Right.
How far you take it?
And the exact opposite. But it's leading them to different conclusions.
The wall is still a reason to be made.
Right, but because that shir kazayis.
But what happens if it's less than the kazayis?
Oh, I'm sorry, the second version says it's still a problem.
Still a problem.
Because on the wall. Same idea. And
Tila is not on the wall.
No, the wall is
more chamer than the bottom.
The wall is more chamer than the bottom because the wall you actually might come to remove. So he's saying that even if it's less than a shirk ice on the wall, it's still a problem. And anytime you have it more than a shirk ice, even if it's on the bottom and you're not going to come to remove it, usually we say it's bottle. In this case, because of shirk ashe, we can't move bottle. The first version,
why is it okay?
Why is it okay? It's not a shirk ashe. So it could be, you could just move bottle with a shear. Because it's not a shirk ashe, you can move bottle it. No problem, it's bottle.
Even numerous ones.
Yeah.
Bottle beer.
Oh, you want to say because it's a kosher chametz, isn't that?
Bottle beer what?
It's bottle b'miyutoi, the Mishnah says. Bottle b'miyutoi. It's a small piece of chametz. It's
part.
No, but the point is the bowl itself is a large area. So this little bit of batzik that's less than a kazayis is bottle to the bowl. It's bottle to the bowl. The point is that right, but we're worried about achila over here. We're worried about achila. So we're saying that it's less than a shir kizayis, so therefore it can be bottle, does not shir chashav, it doesn't stand on its own, and what's your concern? Usually we say with chametz, we say a kolshu. The chiddush of this Mishnah is that because it's no longer a food, I don't have to be worried. That's the chiddush. If you have a pachetz mikazayis of regular chametz sitting here, of course you have to remove it. Point is that since it's
food.
Yeah, since it's a kain show that's not food, even though you might come to remove it, but it has less than a sheikh hashim, so that's enough, according to the first version, to get you out of doing beer chametz.
How do you know it's not food?
We're going to see now that we're going to talk about this right now, Betsy. We're going to talk about a chair. Right? We're going to talk about the chair. The point is that as soon as you make it something else, you now meyachid it, not for food, it helps you. Now, the Gemara asks a very interesting question. The Gemara doesn't always do this. Very often, the Gemara will bring supports from Brises for different Amiroim, and Gemara is fine. There's a Tanya Kavose and Tanya Kavose, no problem. Here, for some reason, the Gemara asks the question. Gemara says, I have a problem. I have two Brises. Now, there's no names attributed to these Brises, and they say the exact opposite source. One's Machmir, one's Mekel. So the Gemara says, Kashin Adodi. On the fourth line over there, the Gemara asked on Memdal and Memhayabes, Kashin Adodi, the two Brises of the Chayr Astiro. So if you thought that was a strange question, the first answer we have in our Gemara is even stranger. Omar Avuna. Avuna says, not a problem. Sami Kilsa Mikami Chamirto. What's the difference between a Brisa and a Mishnah? What's the difference between a Brisa and a Mishnah? Brisa means outside, right? It wasn't included with Rebbe. When Rebbe put together all the Mishnahs, he didn't include this Tanoic statement, even though he might have been aware of it. He didn't include it in the Mishnahs. It Brisa means it's outside. Brises are not as authentic as a Mishnah. So sometimes you have a Brisa, right? That's why it's not as much of a problem if you have a Brisa here and a Brisa there. The Gemara doesn't like that if we don't need to say that the Mishnah is arguing with a Brisa, we try not to. But the Brises are less authentic than the Mishnah. Dr. Rav Huna, that's why Rav Huna is able to say that, Rav Huna the Amira, is able to say, Sami Kilsa Mekami Chamirta, no problem, let's remove, Sami, erase, the Kilta, the Mekeldika Brisa, the first Brisa, which was so Mekel, Mekami Chamirta, because of the second one, which was more Chamer. Which one should we go with? You're talking about chametz on Pesach? So let's be machmir. So the first version, throw it out. No problem. That's how Rav Huna gets away with it. Zakta Ashi. Kilsa mikami chamerto kamaiso de ina Mishnah. It's not a Mishnah. It's not a Mishnah. Throw it out. Zakta Yosef. Rav Yosef Omar. I'm going to show you that this is not a novel concept. These brises, these concepts are found elsewhere. So how can you just throw it out? How can you just throw it out? If it was this the only place in the world where we had such a braisa, okay, so you say this braisa is not authentic. But if you find a concept elsewhere, to say they should throw out a Tanaic statement is not such a simple thing. Rav Yosef Omar, Rav Yosef says to Rav Huna, Tanoi Shaklis Me'alma, a Tanoic statement you're going to throw out?
Have you removed all Tanoim from the
veld? Aha. Oh, you mean he takes it literally? Are you going to remove all Tanoim from the veld? Okay. He wants to learn it literally, the words literally. Are you going to remove all the Tanoim, he says. This machloikis that you saw between the two Brises is be'etzim. We see it as a machloikis Tanoim in another realm. Let's just see Rashi quickly. Rav Yosef Omar. Tarvayu isnu be'midrasho. U mishnohein. Mishnah doesn't mean literally that it's a Mishnah, and it could be the last Rashi also means it. It means that it's not authentic. Mishnah, it's not authentic here. So Rashi says here, in Rav Yosef, he's saying both of them were found in the Beis Medrash, and both of them should be learnt. Mishnahein. V'tanoininu, there's machlekes tanoin, upligi v'ochin, this is what they argue about. Tanoi shakas v'chamal, Rashi says. Tanoi mishkachas tanoi depligi v'ochin. I think this Rashi is read as a bitmio Rashi, even though Rashi doesn't say the word bitmio. I think that's how you read this Rashi. Do you not find Tanoim that argue about this, that you should say remove it because it's not authentic, because it shouldn't be learned? No, we do find Tanoim. And that's what we'll just read it and we'll explain it next time what the Machlokes Tanoim is. Zot Gemara. There's Sanyo. There's a Braisa. Hapas She'ifsho, if you have Pas, that's spoiled. Chayiv Levoyer. Now, by the way, we learned earlier in our Masechta that very clearly their bread is not necessarily the way we have bread today. They had bread, it's more prevalent by them, maybe what they have in Middle Eastern countries, you have lafa. And lafa's bread, some thick matzahs, which is also what they have. They had matzahs we saw as a tefach thick. Their matzahs were thicker than our matzahs. We're more machmir. and their lafas were similar to matzah. So things could get mixed up. What's chametz, what's not chametz? We had the case in the box, right? What's chametz, what's not chametz? In our day and age, it's like, chametz is very clear what chametz is, and matzah is very clear what matzah is. You know, you have like egg matzah and so on. That's not real matzah, that's not real chametz. Real chametz was mixed up with real matzahs in that day and age. Pas she'ifshus, so now pas, if, let's call it chametz, right? Bread that became moldy, chayiv levoyer, even though you're not worried about someone eating it, you still have to get rid of it before Pesach. Because it's possible that you will grind it down, like we say soichik soichik in carbonus, we say soichik. Ulechameya bo kame isos. Chameya is the Aramaic word for chametz. You could use it to make chametz for kame isos acheres, for other bread, for other loaves, for other doughs. The idea is that it could become a leavening agent. It could become like real seoyer, right? Why is seoyer, which is inedible? Why is seoyer osir? To have around Pesach, you're chayiv for it, because be'etzem you could use it to be mechametz other things. That's what seoyer was. So therefore, that's why he says pasha if she have to get rid of it. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Reb Shimon ben Elazar disagrees. He says v'med v'mamurim. When do we say they have to get rid of it? That if it's around that you can use it as taka leavening agent for other doughs, then yes, then I'm worried about it. Aval kupas. But if it's a cushion or a chair, right? That you're using the seoyer, this hard seoyer, as a chair now, right? It became so hard, using it as a chair, bench, something like that. Then we say botlo. You're miyachid for yeshiva. You're not going to eat it anymore. You're going to sit on it. So therefore, the Rav Shimon Elazar says botlo. Zaktimoro mida omer Rav Shimon Elazar botlo. If he's saying that it's botlo, mechlal the Tanakama sava loy botlo. It must be the Tanakama disagrees with this, and he says that even though using it for a chair, it's loy botlo. So you see over here now already it's starting to start that some say if it's changed its form now, maybe it's not a problem, and some say no, it's still a problem. So it comes back to our Ariva.
Yeah.